is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series John 6:66, The Blood, the Flesh, and the Spirit. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Jeff and Sherry Easter with Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I have a good place to see. And there's food on my table and shoes on.
Place to sleep.
I have a good place to sleep.
There's food on my table.
There's food on my table.
Shoes on my feet.
And shoes on my feet.
You gave me your love, Lord.
You gave me your love, Lord. And a fine family.
And I
thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Sing it one more time. There's a room.
There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on.
said, there's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Many of his disciples had left him. They walked no more with him. Jesus said, will you also go away? There were only 12 left. Almost 3 years of preaching. What did he have? 12 men. 12 people. He could really count on, it seemed. One of them, though, turned out to be a devil. Even amongst that 12, one was a devil and betrayed him. Verse 70, Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. After these things, chapter 7, after these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. That was it. They turned from him. They said, what you said is a hard thing. Who can hear that? They didn't believe on him. No, they didn't really believe on him. They didn't believe, and he knew they didn't believe. So we see now the ultimate. Jesus refused to go out of Galilee. Galilee is called the land of the Gentiles. Did you know that, folks? Jesus was born in the land of the Gentiles. His time had not come for him to go to the cross to die. It would in due moment. Now, I'd like you to turn with me, if you could, to Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed, and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Let me read that again now. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. He goes on to say, verse 32, and whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. He's talking of Israel there. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. These Pharisees, you see, were accusing Jesus of causing these miracles by the power of the prince of the devil, Beelzebub. Is that good fruit? He was doing it by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God had come down upon them. The kingdom of God was there, but they didn't see the kingdom of God. They didn't want to be a member of it.
Remember Jesus told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. They said, we're the good tree. We're the good fruit. No, they weren't. Verse 34, Jesus told them, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He told them, you're vipers. You're a generation of vipers. A whole race. That's what generation means there. It doesn't mean a 20-year period. It means a race of vipers. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Don't go around saying, well, I think that Jesus, he really wasn't the Son of God. He used magic. I think he was a New Ager. I've heard people tell me, I think he was a priest from Egypt. You don't know anything. You don't know anything. Don't be mouthing off that you think you know Jesus Christ, adding to the words of God. You're going to count for those words someday. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, then Jesus goes on, and I'm going to read this. Boy, these verses are so powerful. He's still talking to the Jews. He's still talking to Israel, to those he has just called a generation of vipers. Told them they're so evil. How can good things come out of them? How can good things come out of your mouths? You are evil. You're a generation of vipers. And then suddenly he says this. This is most powerful, one of the most powerful passages in the Bible. He says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, sweet, and garnished. Then goeth he and take with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. Let's look at this passage of Scripture. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Have you ever said to yourself, I've got this sin, I've got this failing, I've got this problem, I'm gonna find it within myself to fight it? You know, I've talked to alcoholics and they go to 12-step programs. They say, I'm going to go there and I'm going to fight this. I'm going to defeat it. They don't go to Jesus. They go to a program. Or they go to church. If I join church, they'll show me the way out. I don't want to be an alcoholic. They'll show me the way out. Or maybe you're caught in sexual sin. You say, I'm going to defeat this. I'm not going to see that man anymore. He's married. I'm single. I won't see him anymore. I'm gonna try to be a good girl from now on. Or maybe you're a man and you're seeing a woman. You shouldn't see her. She's bad for you. You know she's bad. She's God didn't tell you to date her. You've chosen her yourself, and she brings you down to ruin. And you say, I'm gonna get her out of my life. I'm gonna change my life. Maybe you're on drugs. You say, I'm on drugs. I'm getting deeper and deeper into this. I'm gonna quit this. I'm gonna go join some program, and I'm gonna quit this. We all make New Year's resolutions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to escape this vice. We're going to escape this. So you clean yourself up. You clean yourself up a little bit. I talked with an alcoholic recently. She said, I haven't touched a bit of liquor for 23 days. Good for her. Are you going to church? No. Have you asked Jesus for help? No. I just quit drinking. Uh-huh. Okay. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. The Jews clean themselves up. They're pious. I'm going to obey the law. Here I've got 813 commandments. 813. I'm going to find out what they are. I'm going to read the Talmud, the Babylon Talmud. I'm going to be a pious, good Jew. I'm not going to be like that other person. I'm not going to be like this person or that person. I'm going to be a good Jew. I'm going to be a holy Jew. I'm going to be a religious Jew. They clean themselves up. They've been out in the, just like the dog that walked and rolled around in the vomit. But now they're going to clean themselves up. Haven't you talked to people like that? Is that why you felt, I'm going to clean myself up? So the unclean spirit, maybe the spirit leaves the man for a short while. I want to tell you, friends, I have talked to devils, had devils, and these devils left these people for a short while. Why did they leave them at all? Ah, yes, the devil has his ways. The devil has his ways. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. There's the problem. It's empty. It's swept. It's garnished. It's all ready. But it's not redeemed. It's like a house that you go in and you clean up, you spick and span, but you don't have any. It's an empty house. You don't have a bed. You don't have a stove. You don't have a refrigerator. It's empty. You're ready for something. You've worked hard. You've got it cleaned up. You've kicked out the evil spirits, maybe. They left for a while. They liked that liquor. It's been 23 days since you drank any. They'll go somewhere where they can find more liquor. Why do you think they call alcohol spirits? The spirits are causing people to drink. But this person hadn't drank in a certain number of days. So the spirit goes out of a man and walks through dry places saying, you know, I'm dry here. I think I'll return into the house where I came out of. But when he goes back, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Oh, yes, it's all ready. It's all ready. Verse 45 says, then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so it shall be unto this wicked generation. The Jews were a wicked generation. They said, you're doing these miracles by the power of the devil. He said, you're like the man that cleaned out his house all right, but you didn't put anything back in. You don't have anything in it. There's no treasure in it. There's nothing of value in it. Ah, yes. But the evil spirit is ready to come back. The evil spirit may be left for a while. Maybe you are a good person. You're a pious person. You say, you know, God will accept me because I'm good now. I don't drink liquor anymore. I don't take hard drugs anymore. I don't take some woman into my house and my kids see her. We sleep together, and that's okay now. No. Oh, yes, I'm a good, clean man. I even go to church now. I'm not a Christian. I don't live the life of Jesus, but I'm a pretty good person. God will accept me. No, he won't. No, he won't. You haven't accepted Jesus. You don't believe in him. He talked about that here, didn't he? Didn't he? In John 6, verse 66, he knows who believes in him. He knows who believes in him and who doesn't. You can't hide it. You don't believe in him. And you're a sitting duck. Let me just use the vernacular there. You're a sitting duck for the devil. You cleaned out your house, but you didn't put anything in it. The Holy Ghost is not in it. You see, greater, if you're a Christian, greater is in he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you're full of Jesus, well, you don't allow the devil to come in. The door's locked. He can't get in. It's barred. The devil's not going to live with God, and God's not going to live with the devil, that's for sure. People, you can't be an alcoholic and be a Christian. Why? Because, no. You'll grieve the Holy Spirit. He's not going to be grieved for very long. He's going to leave you. So the evil spirit goes out, and he takes in seven other spirits more wicked than himself. The Jews rejected Jesus Christ. And they said, we're a wonderful generation of people. We're very a lovely people. Only we are chosen. Only we are chosen by God. We're the chosen people, the chosen nation. We don't need this Jesus. Why, we could be our own Messiah. We can have the utopia. We can be in charge of the whole world. We can have the kingdom. What they did was invite other spirits in. Other spirits. More wicked than the first. And now the state of Israel is worse than it was before. This is why Israel is the most wicked nation in the world. They cleaned themselves up, but then they didn't invite the Holy Ghost in. They didn't invite Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you might say the unpardonable sin. And then what's going to be your destiny? This is what happened to Israel. They turned from Jesus. They didn't want to listen to the hard saying. They wanted an easy way. They wanted all the goodies. They wanted all the material blessings. Even so, shall it be also unto this wicked generation. That was the destiny. He was pronouncing the destiny of Israel there. Their destiny was they cleaned themselves up, they garnished themselves, they swept their nation. But the deliverer was there. Who was the deliverer? Jesus Christ. He was there to deliver them from sin, from evil. They wouldn't accept him. They invited in other spirits, more wicked than even they were. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Believe in Jesus. Believe in him. He will save you. He will raise you up at the last day. You'll hear it. I'm telling you, I don't care if you have hearing aids and your batteries aren't fresh or whatever, you're going to hear when he pronounces that great coming day of the Lord. It's here.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.